Czechs need a visa to travel to the United States. That, despite many years of campaigning to be allowed to join the U.S. visa waiver program. It's a sensitive issue for the Czech Republic and often comes up when senior Czech officials meet their American counterparts. Now, a new scheme will allow some Czech business people to travel to the U.S. with more freedom. Daniela Lazareva has the story.
For years, Czechs have grumbled about how complicated and time-consuming it is to get a visa to the United States. The U.S. Embassy in Prague is now taking steps to facilitate the process for what they call strong candidates. That is, people who want to travel to the States for study, business or training opportunities. Victoria Silverman is the U.S. Embassy spokeswoman.
To aim towards visa waiver, it will take a legislative change. In Washington, I know both the Czech government and the United States are working towards that goal, but the consular section and the embassy and Ambassador Graber are committed to make this as easy, as respectful, and as transparent a process within the law as we are charged with implementing. We want to introduce step-by-step processes that essentially make it easy for people to gain the entrance documents that they need and want, particularly for study, for business, for training opportunities. Not that they travel visa-free, but the actual processing of the visa is rapid, transparent, and as easy as possible to facilitate the travel between the two countries.
A pilot project facilitating the granting of visas for student study stays, introduced at the beginning of this year, was so successful that the U.S. Embassy is now introducing a similar project for Czech businessmen and women who are members of the Czech American Chamber of Commerce. In practice, this means that such applicants do not need to register through the call center, but can do so online and will have a specific time reserved for them to come in. The granting of visas to such applicants should also be much quicker. Another problem which burdens both applicants and staff at the call center is the fact that many applicants come back to ask for a visa once again because their passport, which already has a 10-year visa, has expired. The U.S. Embassy has now suggested a possible solution.
At yesterday's bilateral working group meeting, the American ambassador did invite further discussion within the Czech government to change something that we believe, again, will assist Czech citizens that we know we see at the consular section. Allowing Czechs to keep an expired passport if they wish, and if it has a valid U.S. visa in it, they can travel to the United States with that old passport, valid visa, and a new Czech passport, showing them both to the immigration officials and gaining entry to the United States. It's significant because we believe we're seeing 19% to 20% of our visa applicants already have a 10-year visa. But because when they go to apply for a new passport, they surrender that old passport, they're going through the expense again. And of course, we're using staff time to process something again for them. So we want to make it easier.
Whether this suggestion is implemented depends on the Czech authorities, but the embassy's project facilitating travel to the United States for business people will be launched on January 1st of 2007.